we're just thankful that we're alive.
That's Peggy Omer. She and her daughter, Tammy Beatty, were next-door neighbors on Mays Road in Pendleton County until March 2nd. That's when a tornado that killed dozens in the Commonwealth completely flattened both of their homes. Omer recently rebuilt, but her daughter has not. Standing on the slab of concrete where Beatty's husband housed two trucks and thousands of dollars worth of tools, she recalls how the disaster affected the entire region and says it still hurts.
Every house from my mom's on down the road was damaged. There was another house next to mine, and it's completely gone. They tore it down, though. He just lost half of it, the front half.
Tammy Beatty has lived on this same picturesque Kentucky road for 15 years, next to her mom and several blocks away from her 90-year-old grandmother.
You can see for miles every direction. It's quiet. You know, we love living here. You know, it's just... it's a shame that this happened.
It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. An arrangement of bright orange artificial flowers sits in the middle of the kitchen table where Tammy Beatty and her mom Peggy are making plans for the holiday. But Tammy says the joy is just not there.
Well, at least the family will be together, but I'll just be glad when it's over.
It's not the first time they've made plans while recovering from a life-changing crisis. In 1997, Tammy, her husband Bob Beatty, and her mom Peggy lived in Silver Grove, Kentucky, and lost everything when a flood swept through communities in the Ohio River Valley. Bob Beatty says it's just hard to believe that not once but twice they've been duped by Mother Nature, and the second time isn't any easier, especially in light of the holiday.
Well, you wonder, you know, I mean, we went through it once and lost everything we owned in the flood, and then, you know, like 15 years later, then we lose everything in the tornado. So you wonder, what's next? You know what I mean? Some guy told me the other day, probably be a volcano. You have to laugh. You can't cry. I'd be crying all the time.
The family will proceed as they've done every year. Peggy will make the turkey, Tammy the ham. But it's not easy when life is still not back to normal. Peggy says she can't remember a Thanksgiving she hasn't done most of the cooking.
Oh, I'll have turkey and dressing and macaroni, cheese, mashed potatoes and gravy and candied sweet potatoes.
Peggy says family is what keeps her going, and she's used to having a house full of relatives during the holiday season. They'll just have to rearrange a little bit this year.
I've only got four chairs. I said we'll have to eat in shifts, but at least we'll all, you know, be here.
The Beattys and Omer praised the Red Cross, the National Guard, and volunteers who came to help after the tornado. While the cleanup of debris is done, the details of life are still being worked out. And these families will do their best to count their blessings this Thanksgiving.
You know, it's hard, but you just gotta just keep on trucking. You know?
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.